Just Distribution of Wealth in Islam. By contrast, Islam, being a religion of nature and revealed by the creator of that nature, teaches moderation and the middle course, avoiding both extremes. It does not deprive man of the biggest natural incentive for individual effort, i.e. enjoying the fruits of one's own labor, neither does it pave the way for the wealth to accumulate in a few hands or become the monopoly of a particular section of the society. Islam has laid down very judicious basic rules which are briefly outlined below. First, Islam lays down a law of inheritance which, if adhered to, leads to a fair distribution of wealth. According to Islamic law, not only the eldest son or male children, but all children, sons and daughters, also have the right to inherit. Moreover, the wife or husband, mother and father, and sometimes sisters, brothers and other close relatives also share the inheritance. Consequently, the wealth of the country is justly distributed and does not accumulate in a few hands. Second, Islam forbids interest or usury. In addition to other ills associated with it, interest is a major cause of unjust distribution of wealth. By forbidding it, Islam has closed the door on accumulation of wealth in a few hands. Currently, because of the widespread use of interest, it may appear impossible to manage without it. But this is merely an illusion created by the current atmosphere. When Muslims ruled more than half the world, all trade was carried out without interest, and so it shall be in future, God willing. Third, Islam also declared gambling unlawful because that also opens the door for unjust distribution of wealth. It promotes waste of time and dependence on a lucky break instead of earning one's livelihood through dint of hard work, effort and skill. Fourth, Islam forbids hoarding of money. It should be invested in trade and industry to create jobs for the unemployed. Fifth, Islam levies a heavy tax on the wealth of the rich in the form of zakat to be distributed among the poor, the needy and the jobless who have a skill but lack the means to benefit from it. Islam has determined the purpose of the system of zakat as follows. تُوْخَزُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ وَتُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ فُقَرَائِهِمْ, meaning, the proper use of zakat is to take a part from the wealth of the rich people and distribute it among the poor and the needy. Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitabu al-Zakat. Similarly, the mineral resources obtained unearthed from private lands are also levied a tax of 20% in order to help the poor. Sixth, in addition to the compulsory tax of zakat, Islam has exhorted the Muslims to give alms to the poor, so that in addition to zakat administered by the government, people should also develop sympathy for their poor brothers and neighbors, and that fosters the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation, and camaraderie. Seventh, if the above-mentioned measures fail to provide adequate assistance for all the poor, then it is binding on the government to help the needy from its own treasury so that everyone receives the basic necessities. These are the seven principles whereby Islam has provided for the just distribution of wealth and assistance of the poor and the needy. For a detailed study of Islam and communism, please refer to The Economic System of Islam by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II and my treatise, Communism and Islam. The fundamental concept is that an individual should be incentivized to make an effort and benefit from the success of his efforts, and his mental faculties should be honed through a sense of competition and achievement. At the same time, a just system of just distribution of wealth is applied by the state, and measures should be taken to continually reinvest the wealth of the nation for national interests. That is the wonderful middle course which staves off the ills of both sides, capitalism and communism, and incorporates the excellences of both. And that is the course adopted by Islam. In short, as far as its basic principles are concerned, Russian communism is not directly related to atheism. It is merely an economic system which has indirectly attacked religion to strengthen itself. As already stated, it is a blind reaction that leads people from one extreme to the other, and it carries the seed of its ultimate self-destruction. By contrast, Islam teaches moderation and justice. Certainly, when Russia wakes up, it will not find peace in anything but the natural religion of Islam.